begin reading in 1 Samuel chapter 16. Samuel chapter 16, beginning with verse 1. And the Lord said unto Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thy horn with oil, and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Verse 11. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all of thy children? And he said, There remained to yet the youngest son, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for he will not sit down until he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. And he was ruddy and with all a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forth. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Verse 18. Then answered one of the servants and said, Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing and a mighty valiant man, a man of war and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Verse 23. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took in heart, played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Chapter 17 and verse 8. And he stood and cried to the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. And verse 28. And David spake to the men that stood by and sang. And Eliab, the eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart. For thou art come down, that thou mightest see the battle.